Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon from Monday, July 5th, which was about a month ago. Used sports shoes will form a permanent collect for recycling waste stream in Singapore, which will help reduce the load on and extend the lifespan of Semakau, the country's only offshore landfill. A first of its kind in Asia Pacific, the ecosystem will see rubberized and elastomeric shoe waste recycled into infrastructure materials for sports facilities such as jogging tracks, playgrounds and fitness corners. We speak with Paul Fong, Country Director, Dow Singapore and Malaysia, and Dean Tan, Deputy Director, Kallang Alive Sports Singapore, to find out more. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
It is absolutely our pleasure. Now, as of July 5th this year, this establishment of a permanent shoe waste collection ecosystem. Now, your aim is to recycle 170,000 pairs of used sports shoes per annum. Now, I spoke to other members of your teams on this and last year, at which point it was a pilot project. What had you learnt since the pilot project that contributed to the decision to establish a permanent shoe waste collection ecosystem? Maybe, Paul, we go with you first.
Sure. Thanks, Clarissa. I mean, a key learning for us was around the importance of collaboration among the value chain partners across the full recycling process, from collection to processing to end use. Everything needs to fall rightly in place and make economic sense. And of course, in this, education and awareness are critical. Now, this recycling ecosystem is an example where everyone can contribute, and there's a need to highlight this whenever we can. So we are very thankful to having us in this program. This, from communities that are willing to contribute their used shoes to retailers, to sports centers and schools, willing to come forward as a collection point, and then to users who will use the recycled shoe granule. We will know then that we are on the right path to a sustainable future for shoe waste. And last year's success in the pilot motivated us to support Singapore's sustainable development and the recently announced Green Plan 2030 in a manner where everyone can play a role, Clarissa.
All right, now, what are some of the factors that contributed to that success of the project to ensure it runs sustainably in the long run? Because, okay, 170,000 used pair of shoes a year sounds like a lot, is it?
It is and it is not, but anyway, we can actually grow from a temporary collection drive, which we had in the pilot last year, mm-hmm. into a permanent shoe waste recycling ecosystem that includes processing and upcycling. Now, some factors that has contributed to the success and the sustainability actually include the investment in infrastructure and building of expertise in sustainable recycling solutions. Now, a lot of recycling efforts fall short because of the lack of processing capability. But our recycling shoe ecosystem is different because we have also invested in domestic capability, such as the grinder just for shoes, right? Mm. Of course, at the end of the day, public awareness is also an important factor in ensuring it runs sustainably in the long term.
Okay, we bring Dean into the conversation and let's take a step back. I actually am quite amused by that statement since we are talking about shoes. Until the pilot project last year to test the feasibility of using recycled sports shoes to partially replace recycled tires was conducted, most of our running tracks were made using recycled tires. Will our running tracks eventually be replaced by those made from our recycled shoes?
Yeah, maybe I'll just take a step back, you know, pun intended. There are three key things that we have learned by doing this project. I think the first thing is that we learned that Singaporeans, they actually care a lot about the environment more than we think. And we learned that reduction, which calls for a change in consumption pattern, is the key enabler for sustainability. And thirdly, perhaps very fitting to the current Olympics games that's happening right now, sport can really be leveraged as a strategic platform to kickstart the change. Now, what is important to us is this. As part of the Singapore Green Plan 2030, we have put up the Sport Green Plan that focuses on the hardware, the way we design and build our sporting facilities and infrastructure. So in this instance, the recycled granules can be used in the jogging tracks or on the soft playing surface. Rainwater harvesting is also another common feature that we are introducing in our sport facilities, as well as the adoption of alternative energy. And we don't just stop at the hardware. We look at the software as well. And that's the way that we program our activities. How can it be organized in a zero-waste, carbon-neutral manner? And I think the most important part that we are focusing on is the hardware, which is the most difficult part as well. How do we really influence behavioral change? How do we enhance the awareness? Maybe for those listeners who may not be aware, we have urban farms located at our sports centres, for example, at the Clementi Sports Centre. Not only does farming help with the physical well-being and activities, now it gets Singaporeans to think about their relationship with the nature and the environment, and that's something that we are very passionate about.
Why do you think using recycled shoes is it better for the environment than recycled tyres? Maybe that is something you want to explain to us because we have no idea.
Well, let me try to give it some context here. The recycled shoe granules bound by suitable binders that are water-based and solvent-free are environmentally friendly. Now, this is the start of a journey to keep pushing the technology boundary. There could be other materials that can be recycled as well, right? In fact, in the proof of concept that we had done at the Kallang Football Hub, which is located in Kallang Alive, is a hybrid of recycled tyres as well as the recycled rubber granules to achieve the suitable density.
Okay, now we actually started, I touched on this, Paul, at the start of the interview, but I'm going to let you expand on it. Your target to recycle 170,000 pairs of used shoes per annum. That sounds like a lot to me. You said it is, but it isn't. So maybe you could tell us, is it an achievable target?
We are confident it is, but let me just take a step back to explain the context.
Okay.
The public-private people partnership project, this one, depends heavily on the number of used shoes that can be collected and recycled. Therefore, public response is an important benchmark for success. So with the orange bin, and we specially curated a bin that is orange, which is orange top, currently available at 100 collection points, and with more to be added in the coming months. We are trying to bring the greater convenience to the public so that they can recycle their shoe easily and confidently. And when the people see the value of giving their used shoe a second life, we believe more people will come forward to recycle their shoe. Now, it's good that today is August the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
During the first month today, from 5th of July to now, we have collected 22,000 pairs of shoes, which translate to 1 kilometer of running track or 1 meter width. So I would say that we are in good trajectory to achieve our target.
All right, let's expand on that. We bring Dean back into the conversation. Help us understand, 170,000 pairs of used sports shoes translates to, in terms of meters of track, to what? How many meters?
I guess if my math doesn't fail me, knowing that my girl is in a PSLE stage right now, well, I kind of estimate that 170,000 pairs of shoes can probably give us about 8 kilometers of jogging track, or about 1 meter width,
right
thereabouts.
Okay, I watch the Olympics like the armchair couch potato that most Singaporeans are. So that translates to how many running tracks, which are what, 800 meters, right? Something like that?
So it's about 8 kilometers.
So 10 of them. Is that about right? Or am I failing maths too?
No. It's actually easier way to kind of use the park connector, Clarissa.
Okay.
So like, for example, in the park connector, you have a one strip of running track, point to point. Usually it's about one meter width in those park connectors.
Okay.
You can say that 170,000 pairs will build 8 kilometers of such park connector in that sense.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And we hope and believe that we can do more.
All right. Then everybody needs to know how we can also donate to our shoes. We'll come to that question in a bit. We're speaking with Paul Fong, Country Director, Dow Singapore in Malaysia, and Dean Tan, Deputy Director, Kallang Alive Sports Singapore. Now, Paul, Singapore does have a relatively low overall recycling rate, right? Do you have any indication of how much 170,000 pairs of used sports shoes will move the needle in the bigger picture of recycling?
If I can take a step back, Clarissa, is that we are here trying to help to shape behavior.
Mm-hmm.
By diverting used sports shoes or school shoes from the landfill, we are reducing the volume of waste being disposed, as well as significant reduction of emission that would otherwise be caused by the incineration of large volume of shoe waste. Now, according to Statista, 22 million pairs of shoes are sold in Singapore every year, no doubt of various kinds, including sports and school shoes. So we are able to encourage people to donate their rubberized and elastomeric used sports and school shoes, slippers or sandals. We can help to shape the mindset from a make-use-dispose model to a circularity model. And the aim of a circular economy like this, that we design, recycle, reuse, and remanufacture, is to really keep the materials at its highest value for as long as possible. And this project with Sport Singapore is a great example of that in practice.
Okay, now this collaboration also involves partners such as BT Sports, Alba, WH, Decathlon, Standard Chartered Bank. Could you maybe, Paul, explain to us what their role in this ecosystem is?
I'm happy to. Actually, they have been with us from the start of the pilot back in 2019. But let me just elaborate. First of all, effective collaboration, as I mentioned in the beginning, is essential to a successful project like this. BD Sports, a model SME company in Singapore, is a critical partner as this organization manages the facility that used for the processing and grinding of the used shoes and then transforming them into shoe granules. Partners like Decathlon play a key role in the public collection process. In fact, they are very crucial in the collection success so far, with their store serving as collection point. Alba Wah Hua, as one of the largest recyclers in Asia, they are the logistic partner for us in the management of the bin availability in the community as well as collection. And for Standard Chartered Bank, they are the first sponsor of the first 200 bins, and we are proud to partner them. And hopefully, maybe in the future, Standard Chartered events like possibly Singapore Marathon, so that we can help to meet the recycling target together. And not forgetting, of course, the great importance of Sport Singapore from making its sports center island-wide as collection point to be conveniently located to the user to donate their shoe, as well as in using the recycled shoe granule for their infrastructure, future infrastructure sports project. Thank you.
Okay, Dean, how does this project and the development of greener sports infrastructure align with Singapore's Green Plan 2030?
That's right. I guess the Singapore Green Plan 2030 that was announced earlier this year, it's really a whole of government, a whole of nation rally to reduce emissions, the waste that is being sent to our landfill, and to promote technologies to enable a more circular economy. And as I mentioned earlier, I think we see sports as a powerful platform to really change behavior. And that's the reason why we think that by improving the way we design and build our facilities, by encouraging how events can be organized in a zero-waste manner, and by really asking Singaporeans to have a different conversation with the environment that we are in. Now, many people don't realize this, but sports and the environment are inseparable. Right, a lot of magical sporting moments are created at the amazing outdoor environment. So the more reason why sports should be leveraged on to promote sustainability in the environment.
Paul, I want to ask, in the greater scheme of things, how does this project fit within Dow's sustainability strategy in Asia?
You know, Clarissa, Dow has a very long history of setting and achieving our sustainability goal. But for this project, I want to highlight three key points, which is protecting the climate, stopping the waste, and closing the loop, and how this project helps to achieve exactly that. Now, we are committed to reducing annual carbon footprint emission. When we incinerate fewer soil waste, we help to protect our climate by reducing carbon footprint. By preventing the soil waste to end up at our landfill, we are prolonging the life of our Pulau Semakau. By recycling the soil waste into other uses, we're helping to move from a linear make-use-dispose model to a circular model that will help to encourage the mindset that redesign, recycle, reuse, remanufacture, and keep the materials at the highest value use for as long as possible. This partnership with Sports Singapore is an excellent example of how we are approaching this aspiration here in Asia.
All right. Before we end this conversation, Dean, one last question for you. And this involves all of us. If we're listening to this and we're thinking, hey, I want to donate my shoes, how can the public get involved and how can we do this?
Yes. Look out for the orange-coloured bins at more than 100 collection points island-wide. The collection points include Active SG sports centres and stadiums, Decathlon retail outlets, as well as schools and tertiary institutions. And we are working very closely with other community partners to make sure that the bins remain accessible to the members of the public. Now, in addition, the public can also collect CO2 points and redeem them for vouchers and points by scanning the QR code on the bins. So most importantly, everyone should feel really proud of yourself that you are doing your very best to stop the waste, close the loop, and do your fair bit to protect our environment.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. We've been speaking with Paul Fong, Country Director, Dow Singapore and Malaysia, and Dean Tan, Deputy Director, Kallang Alive, Sports Singapore, about the newly established permanent shoe waste collection ecosystem, which aims to recycle 170,000 pairs of used sports shoes per annum. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on The Soul of Business. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
Come up to speed with all the news and information you need to make the confident decisions you trust with the... To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.